This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. I just put up a tiny little thing on Facebook, just so you can get a little glimpse of this upcoming Israel adventure that I'll be starting on Saturday. Not putting up the whole thing. I don't need my address up there or details on travel, but just so you can see a little something I just stuck up there. And I'm still looking for some advice on how to handle helicopter nonsense, just because I don't do that. I don't do roller coasters. I don't do rides at amusement parks. And I know I have to do it. I mean, I don't really have any choice. I want to get from point A to point B. And it's the Israeli Air Force or whoever. Well, no, it would be the IAF. Then I've got to do it. Got to do it. But I just don't know. Is it Dramamine? Should I take Dramamine? I was just chatting with Heidi. And she said, you don't need Dramamine. Dramamine's not going to help you on a helicopter. Somehow all of a sudden she's a commercial helicopter pilot in addition to all of her other talents and skills. But, I went on a helicopter. Like, yeah, I went on a helicopter too. That's not the point. I vowed to myself I would never again go on a helicopter. And now clearly direction of the IDF, I have to break that promise to myself. I just don't want to embarrass myself. You know, I don't want to be the guy on the helicopter with these really tough Israelis in the IDF. And they go, oh, well, it's one of those Americans. Look, he's sick. He's weeping in the corner like a small girl. You know, I don't want to do that. Lisa in Hanover has hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, is the voting over for the Best of Richmond contest? Yes. It's not recognizing the contestants' numbers. Exactly, Lisa, because the contest has concluded, or at least the voting portion has concluded. Germ, do we have like the bathing suit, the swimsuit competition coming up soon? Is that next week? Am I going to miss that? Probably. Oh, well. Steve the painter says, hey, Jeff, I talked to Howard Stern when the U-Crop boys were after him. He was not nice to me. I listened anyway. Yeah, he doesn't have a reputation for being a particularly nice guy. It's just such a goofy business, and there are so many out of control egos, and you just, I remind everybody, I've been doing this for 34 years. It's a long time, and you see people and you interact with them and go, oh, please, please. Imus was a total, just a creep to me. You know, the worst of the worst. The worst one that I ever encountered. Who was I telling the other day? Oh, I know what it was. Paul Diana did that great event, PRD concessions, to help out, buying gifts for our Lieutenant Jan McTurn and Blue Friday honorees. And he said, Jeff, there were only two people that I always thought, man, I love listening to him and I'd like to meet him someday. And first he was talking about Ravi Zachariah. And I don't know if you follow any of that sort of stuff. And that did not end well. You know, that story I'm not even going to get into. But he said the other one was Michael Savage. He says, and you said, and I guess my face just showed it. I said, oh, man. I said, Paul, I don't know how to break it to you, man. I said, truthfully, like, people would not whiz on that guy if he were on fire in the radio station. Oh, yeah. So I'm not surprised that Howard wasn't nice to you, but, you know, maybe it was a bad day for him. I'm always willing to give people the benefit of the doubt. Jim from Chesterfield says, Jeff, whatever you do in the helicopter, do not tell them to turn the fan off if you catch a chill. I will make a note of that. I will absolutely make a note of that. John Boy in Chesterfield says, Jeff, you should listen to your soulmate, Heidi. I am a Tampa native, and if I had to make a decision that would impact the rest of my human existence, it would be to once again reside in the best West Coast of Florida community of Tampa. All right. Well, very good. 804 says Howard is such a sellout. His fans were original MAGA, and Howard sold them out. Howard turned his back on everything that he was, everything that made Stern popular in the first place, helped him to relate to just regular people. He turned his back on. That's when I stopped paying attention. I stopped listening. Now, I don't listen to a huge amount of radio. I don't know if that's a good thing for the afternoon radio guy to say, but I'm just being honest here, as I try to be each and every day. And every once in a while, I would, as years ago, listen to Howard because he was groundbreaking in his broadcast performances. Even if he didn't like what he was doing, you didn't have to like it. But as a radio guy, you heard what he was doing. You went, oh man, that's really it's very, very different. It's very interesting. It was good stuff. Good stuff. But when he complained, I can remember to this day, I don't know when it was, could have been 15 years ago for all I know, 20 years ago, when he complained on the air that his limo to take him to the Hamptons was late, I said, forget about it. I'm done. Why? Well, because Howard talked about taking the subway to work, to the radio station. That's what he did. And he was about as regular as you could possibly get. And so when I heard him complain about his limo to the Hamptons being late, I said, well, that's it. You're no longer that guy. And so I don't care. Somebody else saying, you know, Donald Trump used to be a regular guest with Howard. You're right. Regular guest. They had great fun. It was always entertaining. Then all of a sudden, you know, Howard decided he wanted to be with a different crowd, I guess. Someone else, 804, says, everybody says that Rush Limbaugh was a good guy. Rush had a reputation as truly one of the nicest human beings you would ever meet. And a thoroughly generous guy as well. I don't think Rush ever forgot that he made no money for a long time. He used to be a regular at a restaurant in Palm Beach where my brother was the chef, right? So my brother got to interact with Rush far more than I did. I wasn't friends with him. We exchanged Christmas cards and stuff, but that was pretty much it. But my brother got to see him every couple of weeks because he would come into this place called Cafe La Rope. And Rush would come in. Rush had a collection of vehicles. I think they were Maybachs. Like all the same color, like seven of them, one for each day, but they were all the same color. And he would come in. He'd come in with people, whether it was just his wife or friends. Rush was not in political alignment, I would tell you, with the vast majority of people who worked in the restaurant. Okay? A lot of people inside of restaurants are not exactly part of our vast right-wing conspiracy. My brother said it didn't matter. Everybody, the furthest left-wing staff members, wanted nothing more than the chance to go and wait on Rush and his table. Why? Because Rush was polite, caring, and unbelievably generous. And my brother tells stories.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Stories to this day. My brother was not a fan of Rush as you know, the radio show. Not his thing. That's not his political view. It just wasn't his thing. But he said, you would go if you waited his table. You were picking up hundreds of extra dollars. Now, Cafe La Rope, not exactly a bargain place. You weren't going through the drive-thru at Mickey D's getting the number five. But $1,000, $2,000 tab, the waiter, the waitress, you were easily getting $500 as a tip, if not more. The busboy, $100. Somebody came over and poured a glass of wine or a glass of water, $100. It was all $100 bills. Boom, 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 boom. Even to the point that Rush tipped the people in the back of the house, which is never done. The chefs, the cooks, they never get any sort of tips. But Rush apparently did that as well. So anyway, yeah, you're absolutely right, 804. Rush had a great, great reputation. Gordon Liddy was another one who had a great reputation, just on a personal basis. Very, very friendly, very, very funny as well. 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.